Hello and welcome to this segment of Health Talk. My name is Kevin Brogan, and it's both my pleasure and privilege to welcome two very special guests to our segment today. First and foremost, we have Dr. Robert O. Young. Welcome, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Kevin.
Dr. Young is a biochemist, microbiologist, and research scientist, and has dedicated most of his life to studying how our bodies work at the cellular level. He's a pioneer in the field of colloidal technology and is the author of several books, the most recent being the AOL Time Warner publication, The pH Miracle, already going into its fifth printing in less than 1 year. Also joining us today is Stephanie McCanley. Stephanie is the president of InnerLight Incorporated, the company that exclusively markets and distributes the InnerLight brand name products created by Dr. Young. Welcome to you also, Stephanie.
Thank you, Kevin. I always look forward to the opportunity to talk with Dr. Young and learn more about the new biology and to talk about the incredible product line he's developed.
Great. Thank you for being here. To begin with, I'd like to briefly explain to you how I came to be here. I've personally been involved in the health industry for the past 14 years and first heard about Dr. Young through an Anthony Robbins event early in May of 2000. I got a hold of some audio tapes that day that literally changed my life and shifted my outlook on health and nutrition. Up until that point, I was eating what I thought to be a healthy diet, which included generous amounts of fruit, and the remainder of that diet being split between a balance of complex carbohydrates and proteins and consuming as little fat as possible. Although outwardly I looked okay, I had many challenges, mainly with energy levels. Also concentration levels and cognitive thought process was Spartan at best, and I had many what I know to be now signs of yeast and candida infestation. Within several days of taking InnerLight's core products, which are the Super Greens and Prime pH, I noticed remarkable improvement in my energy and vitality. The fog in my head cleared, and I had tremendous clarity and peace of mind for the first time in my life. I actually started sleeping better, and after several weeks on this product, my sugar cravings that had literally been with me for decades subsided, and I began to make better and more natural choices where my diet was concerned. Dr. Young's philosophy, known as the new biology, is a simple and straightforward approach to health. Simply put, the new biology states that there's only one sickness and one disease, and that is the over-acidification of the body due primarily to an inverted way of living, thinking, and eating. This over-acidification leads to an overgrowth in the body of microorganisms whose poisons produce the symptomologies that we call, and most of today's medical profession refers to, as disease. Dr. Young also believes that there's only one sickness and there can only be one remedy, and that is to alkalize the body. What I'd like to do now is actually go to Dr. Young and have him explain to you his scientific findings. Would you actually walk us through and walk the people out there who are listening today through the new biology and your concepts?
Thank you. Over the last 15 years, I've been involved in cellular microbiology, and I've been studying the states of cells and how they organize and disorganize. And I've also been studying the effects of foods and their effect on the organized cell. And as I've looked at different diets from all around the world, and as I've looked at different symptomologies, I've come up with this foundational statement, which I refer to as the new biology. And the new biology states that there is only one sickness and one disease. Now, I know many of you may perceive that this is quite hard to believe, that there can only be one sickness and one disease. But I believe that there is, that this one sickness and one disease is the over-acidification of the body due to foundationally an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. And that this over-acidification leads to cellular breakdown, and as cells begin to break down, they begin giving birth to microorganisms. So there's an overgrowth in the body of microorganisms, and as they ferment our glucose, as they ferment our proteins and fats, they produce poisons, which I call acids, which produce the symptoms we call disease. So there is only one treatment. If there's only one sickness, there is only one treatment. And of course, the one treatment is to break the cycle of this inverted way of living, eating, and thinking and alkalize and energize our bodies. So about 8 years ago, I wrote a book called One Sickness, One Disease, One Treatment. And I postulated this theory of this one sickness and one disease, is if there is only one sickness, one disease, and one treatment, then there needs to be a cycle of imbalance. That this cycle of imbalance had four stages. The first stage in the cycle of imbalance is there needs to be some physical or emotional disturbance. Now, those disturbances could be our thoughts, our words, our deeds. It could be external environments, anything from acid rain to electrical magnetic frequencies, polluted environments, carbon monoxide, our diets, which are too acidic, too much sugar in the diet, which is a major challenge in America today. Destructive emotions like anger can contribute, I believe, to a physical disturbance, even at the cellular level. These disturbances break down cells, and as cells begin to disorganize, they produce a byproduct, a waste product, an acid, which changes the environment, the internal environment. So there's a decrease in our internal pH, which compromises our internal environment, these acids that are produced through cellular breakdown. So cells begin to adapt to this cellular breakdown or this morbid environment. Therefore, healthy cells become unhealthy cells. And as healthy cells begin to disorganize, they give birth to, in the first phenomenon, bacteria, the second, yeast and fungus, and the third, molds. And these, in turn, create their own waste products, which become the debilitating acids or the waste products that pollute further our internal environment even more and impact the quality of our life for other healthy cells, leading to more physical disturbances. And so we get into this, what I refer to as a vicious cycle or the cycle of imbalance. And when we're in this acidic environment and then in this the cycle of imbalance, some of the symptomologies we start experience are low energy, fatigue, poor digestion. We begin to gain weight as a protective measure to neutralize these acidities. Our thinking becomes unclear. It can be expressed in depression or anxiety. Aches and pains are always associated with the cycle of imbalance. In fact, you cannot have pain without acid or acid without pain. And of course, we begin feeling sick and tired. Acids affect our nervous system, our muscle. Our muscles become tenderized and begin to break down. Our skin tone, aging, wrinkling starts to present itself. Our brain becomes foggy and our organs become weak. We just feel sick and tired. Well, there's some foods that provide energy and there's some foods that do not. So I begin to measure how energetic food was. And so I started looking at how energetic the American diet. In fact, I came up with a whole new diet. As I looked at the typical diet, I began to measure that in hertz, actually megahertz. You probably are familiar with hertz as it relates to your computers. Like some of them are running at megahertz and many are now running at gigahertz. And it talks about frequency. And so we're measuring the vibrational frequencies of foods. And the typical diet I found was running between, oh, as low as 3 megahertz up to around 50 megahertz. I also found that a cancer cell was vibrating at approximately 40 megahertz. So I hypothesized that death began at 50 megahertz. I even measured chicken and hamburgers that measured 3 to 5 megahertz. And I also then measured the healthy organs of the body, the heart, the liver, the brain, and realized that when organs are healthy, they vibrate at around 70 megahertz. So that was my target. I started developing products around that. I started measuring ingredients that I was putting into my nutritional supplements and using the benchmark of 70 megahertz. And I created a whole process called microionization. And that microionization to return the energy back to the foods. And so as I measured and created a product called Super Greens, I was able to maintain the integrity, in fact, increase the vibrational frequencies of this sprouted grass and vegetables and leaves up to around 250 megahertz. In fact, if you look at the supergreens, you'll notice the actual particles of these grasses standing up on end. And that's because of their electromagnetic energy. And this can be measured. So when we eat foods that are energized, that's going to contribute energy to our body. And when we eat foods that are not energized, that's going to pull energy from our body. There's another way to measure foods too as well. So not only the vibrational frequency, not only taking pictures using Carilion photography, but also measuring the pH. Now, pH is an acronym which stands for the power of hydrogen. And the pH scale runs from 1 to 14, and 7 being neutral, anything below 7 is acidic, anything above 7 is alkaline. And studying the blood as a microbiologist, I was able to determine, using very delicate instruments, to measure the pH in thousandths of the blood at 7.365. Now, I know that gets really detailed, but I believe it's important because when we think about our own body temperature at 98.6, and if it varies just one point, how do we feel? We start feeling a little bit ill. Just when it moves, let's say, 98.6 to 99 or to 100, we start feeling the effects of those very small, minute movements. The same thing is also perceived within the blood. And so I determined that the blood maintains itself at a very delicate balance at 7.365, just like our temperature at 98.6. Then I started measuring the pH of foods like broccoli and spinach, and started developing products that would alkalize and energize the body, because in this paradigm of one sickness and one disease, I realized that health was maintained when we maintained that alkaline pH. And when we incorporated acid foods, like hot dogs and beer and coffee and soda, we begin contributing foods into our body which creates acids, which starts lowering the pH of our blood and tissue. Now, the blood needs to be maintained at 7.365, so the body will do everything to preserve that delicate balance in the blood. The body is going to maintain alkalinity by pulling it from the bones and the muscles and throw that acid out through elimination organs, and if it doesn't get thrown out, it gets thrown out into the tissues. And so it's a balancing thing that the body goes through. This balance or imbalance between acid and alkaline, and the need of the body to maintain alkalinity, and that there are foods that contribute to alkalinity, there are supplements like supergreens and prime pH that contribute to alkalinity, and as we move away from supplements and foods that contribute to acidity, this is when we're going to enjoy a higher quality of life. Well, a very simple metaphor that I express that I think sums up this whole etiology, this whole idea of this one sickness, one disease, one treatment, is found in a very simple question. What would you do if you had a fish, a goldfish, a fishbowl? What would you do if the fish is sick? Would you treat the fish, or would you change the water? The answer is very simple. When the fish is sick, we very simply change the water. Well, the fish is a metaphor for the human cell. And the water that surrounds that fish is our internal environment, the fluids of our body, which makes up the majority of our body. 70% of our body is water, 30% of it's matter. When we focus on the context, when we focus on the environment, the fluids that surround the cells, this is the main problem of the cell. The cell, when it's sick and tired, is because of the environment, just like the fish. If the fish is sick, don't treat the fish, change the water. And when you begin to alkalize and energize your body with the inner light products, and as you start drinking the supergreens with the prime pH, you start reclaiming your inner terrain. One of the foundational packs that I created, and of course I compare this to a house, and I call it the house of health. And in any house, you have a foundation. And most houses have, of course, cornerstones. And in our house of health, we have four cornerstones. And so I developed a foundational pack. And there's four products in the foundational pack. And they represent the cornerstones of our house of health. And I believe that these are products that one should take for the rest of their life. They're the products that will help energize and alkalize our bodies. I created a product, Super Greens, which has 49 different organically grown ingredients, which include organically grown grasses like wheat sprouts and barley sprouts and oat sprouts, as well as leaves and organically grown vegetables such as broccoli and spinach and celery. And we have these in a concentrated form. And because of the significance of the biochemistry, this is a concentration of 20 to 1, which means it takes approximately 20 parts or 20 pounds of grasses and broccoli and spinach and leaves to make 1 pound of material, or a 20 to 1 ratio. And here again, we do this through a low heat dehydration process in order to maintain the integrity and energy of the food. The other cornerstone is the prime pH. The prime pH is a wonderful alkalizer and energizer. And the reason I say that is because it has two atoms of nascent oxygen and one atom of chlorite, which carries an extra electron. And of course, if we're going to alkalize our bodies, we want to increase our electron activity by introducing more electrons. And of course, electrons have an affinity towards their opposite, would be proton. And of course, anything that's acidic is proton. Anything that's alkaline is electron. So when we increase our electron activity in our diets and lifestyle, that's going to help neutralize that acid or proton and maintain the integrity of our internal fluids, which maintains the integrity of the cells.
Are we meant to use those two products in conjunction with one another?
Use those products definitely in conjunction with each other. In fact, the way that you do this is you take a liter of water, and then what we do then is introduce the super greens. And we put 1 teaspoon per liter with 16 drops of the prime pH to help raise the pH or the alkalinity of the super greens. The prime pH has a pH by itself of about 10.5. So that's a significant increase from 7. If we're going to 7 to 10, it's thousands of times more alkalizing than just drinking water.
And what are the other two foundational products that you mentioned earlier?
The two other foundational products are the super soy sprouts. And the super soy sprouts are sprouted soybeans, the little tiny baby food plants. It's a vegetable rather than a legume. It's completely biogenetic. And what does biogenetic mean? It means that something that's biogenetic, it can transfer its life to your life. That's what that means. And the concentration is a 27 to 1 concentration. That means it takes 27 ounces, a little less than 2 pounds of sprouts, to make 1 ounce of super soy sprouts. And it's delicious. You'll start taking the super soy sprouts, and I recommend about 3 to 4 teaspoons a day, and this will be a daily routine, and you'll enjoy taking it. In fact, if you have any sugar problems, what I found is if you're hypo or hyperglycemic, if you take 1 teaspoon of the super soy sprouts and then chase it with a liter of super greens, it's all going to disperse. In other words, you'll feel that energy come back. And so we found great success with pre-diabetic and diabetics using the super soy sprouts. The other wonderful thing is that the super soy sprouts in 1 teaspoon, of course, is 41% protein. So it's rich in vitamins, it's rich in minerals, it's rich in phytochemicals such as isoflavones, estrogens, and things that will help prevent symptomologies of serious sickness and disease. And so we found great success with the super soy sprouts, and people just love it. The fourth product of the foundation of what I refer to as the house of health is the fourth cornerstone. Super greens is the first, prime pH is the second, super soy is the third, and the fourth is BioLite. Now, BioLite, it contains ionic negatively charged silica. It contains ionic negatively charged silver. And it also contains a coenzyme, NADH or NADP. It's a coenzyme, or a cofactor, Q1. You've probably heard of cofactor Q10, but this is at the beginning of the energy cycle rather than the end of the energy cycle. And if this cofactor is not present, then sugar, when it's metabolized, rather than producing energy, it produces lactic acid. And we all know the effects of lactic acid. When we have lactic acid buildup, we have aches and pains. Remember that analogy? Acid equals pain, and pain equals acid. So when we use the BioLite, what happens then is that cofactor helps to take sugar into the energy cycle, and we feel more energetic. So it's an energy product. At the same time, it has silver, which helps to accelerate the healing processes and helps to maintain an alkaline environment, and silica, which is foundational as an element when it combines with oxygen to help produce other elements like calcium, which is helps to build our bones. And we all know what happens when we take silica. Our nails become stronger, our teeth become stronger. And so this is a foundational element that I've incorporated in BioLite that makes this trio just a very powerful product and something that I've incorporated and suggested incorporate into everyone's diet and lifestyle. So that brings me to the cycle of balance. If there's a cycle of imbalance, then there must be a cycle of balance. It's because there is opposition in all things: hot, cold, war, peace, competition, cooperation. And so the cycle of imbalance, there must be a cycle of balance. And these are two new paradigms for sickness and disease found in the cycle of imbalance, and health and wellness found in the cycle of balance. The first step or stage of the cycle of balance is the cleanse. Now, the cleanse is not an event, it's a process that begins with a superhydration, which generally runs around 7 to 14 days. You can go longer if you'd like, if you enjoy it, you're having good success. And during this 7 to 10 days, you want to be hydrating with at least 3 to 4 liters of the super greens with the prime pH. The second stage is to take control. That's to break the pattern of negative disturbing impressions. We're going to eliminate all the acid foods, and we're going to begin to provide those foundational elements that are found in an acronym I call the Woman Principle. Now, the Woman Principle stands for this. W stands for alkalized water. Oxygen, nascent oxygen, where are you going to be getting that? Also, through the super greens, but also in any water you drink, you're going to be adding the prime pH. So you're going to be adding it to the with the super greens, but if you just want plain water, you can also add it to the plain water too. Nascent oxygen is contained in the prime pH, and it's essential to help oxygenate all the cells. What type of minerals? Well, the minerals we're going to be providing are the alkalized minerals, and we have a product called the Mega Vitamin. And there you're going to be getting some of the elements that you need. A stands for an alkalizing, energizing lifestyle. Our nutrition and our diet should all be focused more on the alkaline type foods. As we continue in this cycle, what's going to be expressed? Well, the signs of health are going to be reflected. Here again, this is not a event, it's a process. You're in training. What are you in training for? You're in training for good health. And you practice at it every day. Now, you may not be perfect every day, but every day you practice, and every day you get a little bit better as you practice. And as we practice the cycle of balance and the Woman Principle, and we are taking our supplements and eating a good diet, these are the symptoms that are reflected. Rather than sickness and tiredness, we experience energy and vitality. We experience clear, bright eyes. We experience mental clarity and concentration. And we begin to lose weight. Why? Because the body doesn't need to hold on to the fat to park all the acids. All of a sudden, the weight just starts melting away.
Dr. Young, I remember the first time I heard you speak, as compelling as it was, I questioned whether or not this program applied to me because I knew that I was predisposed to heart disease. I'd lost my father at 55, my grandfather at 52, aunts and uncles in their 40s. We know that obesity runs in families. Tell me, how do you answer that question when someone asks you that about their family history?
Well, family history is really a reflection of a lifestyle. And there could be a predisposition of that, which is genetic, but that's still lifestyle as well. In fact, we have found that I call it lifestyle triggers. And I compare it to a stupid game that is called Russian roulette. And Russian roulette, if you know the game, that you take a gun, you put a bullet in the gun, in the chamber, and then you spin it, and then of course you put the gun to your head and you pull the trigger. Well, the bullet represents the genetics. The trigger represents the lifestyle. And so if you have a predisposition, let's say, to diabetes or heart disease that's family related, or even breast cancer, If we're pulling the lifestyle triggers by over acidifying our internal environment, then those symptomologies will be expressed. And so when we're dealing with hypertension, when we're dealing with hypercholesterolemia, when we're dealing with obesity, when we're dealing with cancer, when we're dealing with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, these aren't things that we get. These are things that we do through our lifestyle choices, through pulling that trigger. If we stop pulling the trigger and move our lifestyles into the cycle of balance, then health is going to be reflected rather than the symptoms that you've expressed here.
And I understood from listening to some of your earlier audio sessions that acid actually does settle in the weakest spot. So if we have that predisposition, it's always going to go to the area of our body that is weakest. Is that correct?
That's correct. I call those the dead zones. But like attracts like. And so it becomes a process by which, you know, as acids accumulate within, they will settle to the weakest parts of the body. And that's where sickness or disease or aches and pains will then be reflected. That can change rather than treating any specific disease or any particular location. When we take a holistic approach and begin the process of dealing with our entire fluids, which make up 70% of our body, by alkalizing them, then that's going to impact every cell in the human body.
You know, Dr. Young, as we're traveling around the country promoting these products in your science, I think probably what I hear more than anything else is, boy, this sounds great, but you know, my husband's never going to give up his steak, and I can't possibly stop drinking coffee. And I know one of my big challenges was knowing that my college-age daughter was never going to give up fast food. And we all know that this transition is very difficult, and to try to change the typical American diet or to even approach somebody about a lifestyle change is probably next to impossible. So how do you handle that when people approach you about the fact that they could never change the way they eat?
I think, Stephanie, you helped me understand this more than anyone else that I have worked with. And I think your own experience with your soda pops that you were challenged with.
Yeah, I shared with you that I had drank 8 to 12 Diet Cokes every single day for probably 20 years.
And I don't think I asked you to give those up either.
No, you certainly didn't, nor did I think I ever could.
But in reality, what happens is when you start putting light and energy and alkalinity and more electrons into your body, everything starts changing. And so you didn't have to give up your soda pop.
No, I didn't. Soda pop gave me up, and I shared that with you.
Yes,
that I
you
no
did.
Longer crave it.
And I've never forgotten that. And so, you know, for those people that are having, let's say their diet is more acidic with beef and chicken and pork, and they have their evening beer, and they have to have their morning coffee and eggs and bacon, what I would suggest, you don't have to give those things up. Of course, I would suggest you do, but begin alkalizing your body by taking the foundational products. And begin the process. That's the only decision here you need to make, is begin the process. As you begin the process, you will find that these foods and these habits that you've been trying to give up, even smoking, okay, will give you up rather than you giving them up.
Dr. Young, what kind of benefit will somebody get if they drink the super greens on a regular basis and never change their diet?
Well, they're going to get an impact of anywhere from 60 to 80% in improved health and vitality. What happens, so be prepared for this, is you're going to lose your appetite for these other types of foods and drinks and lifestyles. I mean, you may even give up some of your friends. Who knows?
So they may end up changing the way they eat in spite of themselves.
In spite of themselves.
But the truth is, what you're saying is they will have, just by taking this product alone, a 60 to 80% better chance of maybe not doing a major symptomology, which of course is the disease, just by taking these products alone.
We've had people that have not changed their diets that are type 2 diabetic. They begin to take the super greens with the prime pH, the super soy sprouts and the BioLite, and normalize their blood sugars in less than 72 hours.
Well, I know that you're right, because all around the country we have people sharing those kinds of stories with us.
We're excited about the impact that and the changes that are taking place on people's lives as it relates to type 1 and type 2 diabetes, not by treating the disease, but realizing that diabetes is not a disease, but a symptom of excess acidity through a process of alkalizing and energizing lifestyle changes and diet changes with the InnerLight supplements. we are seeing lives change significantly in blood sugars balancing.
I just wanted to share that, speaking to the fact that your diet does change, I can tell you personally, 3 years ago when I had first got on these products, I was the person who said, I'm absolutely not going to change my diet. I would not give up my beef and my chicken and the occasional cup of coffee or the acidic foods. But over time, it literally happened to me. And I noticed that within just several weeks' time, I started craving a salad, which I've never been a salad eater my whole life. And all of a sudden, there was the desire to eat that salad and have all that good food in me. And then the sweets that I was used to eating on a consistent basis, as I mentioned earlier, I lost the taste for sweets. And the things that I ate normally that I could eat large cupfuls, let's say a cup of ice cream, all of a sudden became something that was almost so sweet to me that I could barely take a few spoonfuls. And over time, that faded out. And I think a lot of people out there will need to understand that if they just start that first process of alkalizing their body will switch to wanting and craving more and more alkaline foods, as it did with me.
And the truth is, we hear those stories everywhere we share this message.
Absolutely.
So it's certainly not isolated here in this room.
No, one of the amazing things is the subtle sweetness of the greens becomes apparent as you begin to alkalize and energize. And then when you, as you did, go back to something that's highly sweetened, you realize, you know, geez, this is awfully sweet. You know?
Actually, for me, when I first took the greens, those first few days, I found them very bitter myself. And I realize now, because of the knowledge that I have, that was simply because I was in a very acidic state. So the greens tasted bitter. And as that became more and more alkaline, just in those very first few days, they did become more sweet. And actually now it tastes like almost a sweet green tea to me these days.
Well, you actually start craving the greens rather than the things you craved before,
exactly.
Right?
And this is an important point to make, particularly for parents with children who aren't eating their vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're eating everything that's acidic and leaving their salad, leaving their broccoli or whatever they on the side. I mean, they're leaving that aside, and it's so important. You know, we're trying to incorporate more greens, more vegetables into a child's life. And it's very important to do that because they're foundational foods that help to build the human cell. But we find this in children as they begin to gradually alkalize, that not only does their diet start changing more to an alkaline environment, but their concentration improves and their ability to focus and stay balanced improves. And so we're having tremendous impacts on attention deficit and hyperactivity, not because we're treating these symptoms, but we're changing the children's internal environment through this process of alkalizing, energizing. So you just gradually start introducing, as a parent, some of these green foods and these inner light products, you're going to see transformations happening for your children.
You know, Dr. Yang, it might be important for our listeners to just touch on the detoxing process because as we rid our body of acid, there will be some detoxification and some mm-hmm. symptoms that will reflect that. Just touch on that for a minute.
Well, the most important thing to remember here is the word gradual. And you have to be sensitive with your body. You don't want to detox too fast, and some of those symptoms could be diarrhea, it could be, you know, you're vomiting, it could be a rash. I mean, these are extreme. You may have some flu symptoms, but these can be managed if you go gradual. And if you start feeling some of these symptoms coming on, I've found that if you take a liter of super greens and start drinking more rather than less, you start drinking more and start flushing some of these toxins out, you're going to get through it a lot quicker. And so rather than drinking less more often is better than drinking more less often. So you want to spread out your hydration. We call it super hydration throughout the entire day. And as I mentioned, you want to drink at least 1 liter per 40 pounds. Okay, so for 140 to 160 pound man or woman, you're looking at a minimum of 4 liters a day. Most people have a hard time drinking a gallon of fluids of anything, but you'll find that your desire, as you begin this process, starting out with 1 liter, then going to 2, your desire to hydrate will become greater, and you'll find out how dehydrated you actually were. And your skin will change, your eyes will change, your circulation will change. As you begin to superhydrate, you'll find that your health will significantly begin to improve. But here again, be sensitive and be wise and do things gradually. Do things less more often. In fact, I've suggested rather than eating 3 meals a day, eating 6 small ones. So eating more frequently, less more often, rather than more less often. That can be very helpful too as well.
During the detoxing process, you mean?
That's correct.
You know, all of us are aware, Dr. Young, that there's a lot of greens products out there and probably more being introduced all the time. Can you tell us how your product line really differs from those that are being marketed elsewhere?
Well, there's several significant differences. One, I do not combine anything that will compromise the electron alkaline energy of the product. So you will not find any algaes. You will not find any probiotics or what we refer to as healthy bacteria or healthy flora. You won't find any fungi or mold, so you won't find any mushrooms. You won't find any ingredient other than what is on top of the ground, so there'll be no roots. All I use are the grasses, the leaves. I don't even use the stems. In a concentration, once again, of 20-to-1 concentration, it takes anywhere from 1.5 pounds to 2 pounds of material to make 1 ounce of final product. And I use a low heat dehydration in order to maintain the integrity, what I call the life force. It's also referred to as the zeta potential, the life force of the grass, the life force of the vegetables, or the sprouts and the leaves, so it can transfer its life to your life. The word is called biogenicity, so that we maintain the biogenicity of the integrity of the product, so we don't compromise its alkalinity and energy life force through the processing. So the concentration is important. Maintaining its energy, life force is important. And then the ionization process of literally recharging the products and bringing it back to life. It's like putting your batteries in a rechargeable unit and plugging them in. We have to recharge those products to bring its life force back. And that's why when you open up a container of super greens, it seems magnetic. And the reason why it's magnetic is because it's electron charged.
They actually stand up on end, don't
They
they?
stand,
It looks
they
like static electricity.
static electricity, because they're electron charged and they'll attract to protons. So if you take the scooper, if you'll notice how electron charged the super greens are, they're literally standing on end, because of course the plastic is positively charged and the super greens is electrically negatively charged, and so those opposites attract, and you'll see the static electricity.
Sort of like iron filings on a magnet.
That's
Exactly.
exactly right.
That's
Right.
exactly what it looks like.
Dr. Young, I'd actually like to ask you a question, because I get this quite a bit. People will often come to me and say, I understand that this is what you're addressing for type 2 diabetes, and this is what you're saying for hypertension or high blood pressure, but they'll come to me and say, well, what about this challenge? And I'd like to have you address that, because really what I'm looking for here is a simplified answer.
Well, you've probably heard that all roads lead to Rome. Well, all roads lead to the house of health, or the cycle of balance, or to the foundational products. Regardless of the symptom you have, the program is literally the same. Because here again, symptoms are just expressions of acids that are settling to the weakest parts of our body. And so the way that we overcome these weaknesses is through a process of alkalizing and energizing, going back to the house of health. So all roads lead to the house of health.
So essentially, what you're saying is that no matter what the challenge, whether it is cancer or diabetes or heart disease or any of the other challenges that someone may face, if they start to bring their body back into a state of balance by alkalizing and energizing, the body will do what it's supposed to do
Exactly.
and heal itself.
It has innate intelligence to heal itself if we provide the proper environment. If you want water out of ice, the only way you're going to get it is to take it out of a context that's freezing. So you take it out of the refrigerator, and guess what? It changes. Not because you treated the ice, but you changed its environment. If you want steam from water, you have to change the environment. You increase the temperature, and thus you can change water to steam. Three different forms of H2O that is controlled by the context. So if you don't want a certain symptom that's being expressed, you don't treat that system, you change the context, just like taking ice out of the refrigerator that will melt. Same thing, the same process applies when we change our internal context by super hydrating, through this alkalizing, energizing process.
And Dr. Young, this applies not only to disease, but also to conditions like high blood pressure and high cholesterol?
Most definitely, because high blood pressure is just the expression of the body creating fats to neutralize acids that are building up the walls and the arteries, which causes the heart to have to work harder, which creates an increase in blood pressure. So what happens is when we take the acid out of the body, when we go to the House of Health and practice the principles, those stages of cleansing and controlling and providing the vital nutrients the body needs in the cycle of balance, when we literally go to the House of Health through our diet and lifestyle and then supplementing that with the Inner Light products, that's when things start melting away, just like in the metaphor of ice changing to water and water to steam.
Mm-hmm.
They're only representations of their context. So cholesterol will reduce when we reduce acidity. So if we want to lower cholesterol, we don't treat the cholesterol. What we do is we change our environment by increasing alkalinity, reducing acidity, and then cholesterol normalizes. It's a very simple process, and it works.
What about external symptoms like eczema, psoriasis, acne?
Well, you have to remember that the skin is the third kidney, and whatever is happening on the inside is going to be also many times expressed on the outside. So many of us have white, red, brown spots. Have you ever seen a banana change when it starts fermenting, when it goes through the cycle of imbalance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there has to be a physical disturbance. What's the physical disturbance? Well, you picked it. Once you picked it, that matter, those cells that make up that banana begin to change from the inside out. And what happens is the banana starts to change. The cells start to change. They express acids to the surface of the skin. So that's when the banana starts getting its liver spots, those little black spots
mm-hmm.
that we see on our arms or on our face. The same thing happens with any rash. A rash is just the expression of the body throwing out the acids through the skin, which is the third kidney, because it couldn't eliminate it through normal elimination. Because if the integrity is compromised, then the organs start breaking down. And so it's better to throw the acids out to the tissues and have a rash than have, let's say, a liver breaking down.
Well, then can we take it one step further and apply it also to mental issues like depression and other issues like that
anxiety
that are plaguing Americans today? Anxiety, right?
Well, I believe that when we're referring to the physical health of our body, if we're talking about mental health, we need to begin with the physiology. It's difficult to start with the psychology if we're physically in a state of imbalance. So if we're in a state of depression and we're eating all kinds of acid foods, ice cream, candy bars, soda pops, it's very difficult to overcome depression if we're doing acidity. In fact, I've often said you don't get depressed, you do depression. When we start at the foundation of our mental health, the foundation is the physiology. When we start feeling better, we start thinking better. And we start thinking better, we start doing better. So the physical affects the emotions. So the physiology affects the psychology, and also the psychology can affect the physiology. So it's important that we become positive thinkers as well. And sometimes that's difficult if we've had many challenges in our life. But it's necessary in order to pole vault us into a state of health, energy, and vitality.
As president of Inner Light Incorporated, it's such a pleasure to be marketing a line of products that allows everyone, regardless of their age, gender, occupation, regardless of how healthy or unhealthy they may be, to actually take control of their health and ultimately the quality of the rest of their life. Seldom does anyone have the opportunity to have work so rewarding, and of course that's the case for all of us at Inner Light, both the corporate staff and all of our distributors worldwide.
I'd like to thank both Stephanie and Dr. Young for taking time out of their busy lives to be here today to share this wonderful message. I can tell you on behalf of myself and literally the hundreds of thousands of people now across the United States who are starting to alkalize, energize their bodies, and see that this message and these products do work. So thank you both for being here.
It was my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
For those of you listening, I'd like to strongly urge you to get back to the person that shared this message with you, find out how you can get a hold of these products to make a difference in your life. Thanks very much, and you'll be hearing from us on the next segment of Health Talk.